Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Cairo International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Kawsar Yunis. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, I'm honored that this is the first interview that I'm actually recording at this festival. You are one of the talents sort of presented by the festival as part of the Arab Stars of Tomorrow. As I mentioned, you're a filmmaker, and we haven't met before. And we haven't introduced our listeners to you before. So I thought about an icebreaker question. And it may sound simple, but perhaps it's a little more complicated than people would think. Where does your interest in cinema come from? I know that there's a family connection as well there, right?
My father is a filmmaking professor, and I grew up like knowing that he's just a filmmaking professor. He does not practice filmmaking. He's just the academic part of it. In Cairo, in the High Institute of Cairo. And for me, I always felt a connection to cinema. I loved to go to movies with him. I loved to like be his tail everywhere he went. And then when I was so young, I already knew that I wanted to direct. First, I didn't really know what was it, filmmaking. No, I don't like acting. I don't like being on screen. What's my part? But I like cinema. And then as I grew up, I knew that I wanted to be a filmmaker.
Right.
Behind the camera, not in front. So from here, I started like digging my way out. When I was in high school, I used to work in film sets on my off days and go back and forth. And like it was all connected somehow. It just happened to be. And I was lucky because I knew what I wanted at an early stage of my life. Now I don't know what I want.
So you actually want to do something else? Is that
no? I still want to do filmmaking, but I mean, usually people at a younger age are more they're more lost. They don't know what they want, and as they grow, they get more certain of what they want to do. But I think it's the opposite, because I grew up really sure of what I wanted. So now I'm just like wondering. Yes, I want to try this too in filmmaking. Perhaps I should do this also. So I always flipped my equation.
I may have a solution to that. The solution might be never grow up.
Yeah, that's true.
That's interesting, because so it sounds like you want to have different identities as an artist, as a person, as a filmmaker. I was reading Sylvia Plath recently, actually. She seemed to have, as an artist, that same situation, that she didn't just have this one thing that she wanted to do. She wanted to do many things. And your film is the film that, I suppose your first feature, we could call it, was a documentary. Do you see yourself working within that genre, or also branching out?
Okay, I'll tell you. I always flip the equation. I don't know why. It just happened to be like this. Maybe because I'm a Gemini. I don't know.
Do you believe in astrology?
Yeah, somehow. I mean, I don't really believe, but I feel, you know. I always let my gut do the work. So I started with my first film was a documentary. And it's actually it's somehow a fiction and a documentary at the same time, because it is being story told from a normal film, but the only thing that's making it documentary is that it's all real life, real moments. I'm capturing real moments all the time. And I started doing this film when I was 19. I started fundraising for it, getting the money, working to get the money to do it and stuff since I was 19. And at this age, I was too young to make I was still in studying filmmaking. It was a bit. And then as I grew up now, I'm now turning into a short. So to fit my mentality that worked on a long film with 350 hours of material to make it into an hour and 20 minutes, to fit it now into making a short is actually a difficult task, not unlike other filmmakers. They usually do shorts and then they do long. So for me, this was a bit of like, I'm again flipping the equation of why, but it just happened to be, and it was a story I wanted to tell in this way at this time of my life, so I couldn't shrink it any smaller, you know?
Yeah. A present from the past, that's the title of the movie. And it again deals with your personal life, right? It's a was that a difficult aspect to kind of reveal sides of yourself? Because you mentioned earlier that you weren't sure whether you wanted to be in front of the camera or behind the camera, but here your life is in front of the camera and behind the camera in a sense.
Yes, that's true. But it was more of my father's life. I was the one, like, it was more of my perspective to him. So I wasn't much in front of the camera, but my presence was there always behind the camera. So because, like, I made the story from my perspective, and it was a challenge for me because the watching myself in the material at some moments, maybe not the material I used, but like the 350 hours I had filmed, I got to confront myself at a very early stage in my life. Like, when I saw myself, I was like, why am I have to treat myself like an actor in the editing now. Yeah. I'm a character, I'm not myself, so I should not choose the best things that I look good in. I should choose what's better for the drama now. So while watching the material, I see myself as a horrible character. I'm like, why am I treating my dad this way? Why am I saying this? Why am I too aggressive at these moments? Why do I get pissed off so easily? So for me, all those questions, I was like, okay. So I had to stop editing for a bit, and I started to, like, work on myself. Why am I doing this? I should not. If I meet myself in person in real life, I would not want to talk to myself. Yeah. Why am I too creepy, you know? I got a real sense of myself. Unlike when someone tells me, you're too aggressive. I'm like, okay, I'm aggressive. That's me. But when I see myself from another perspective, yeah, and I'm forced to, because I can't, like, work my way out as being the good person in the film, yeah, just for the film. So
No, what's interesting about what you're saying is that I've always found that that's one of the things that I love the most about cinema, is this ability to, like, show us life and confront us with life, even though it's not us, like it was in the case of your film, that was really you. But when I watch movies, I see aspects of myself, and I realize that maybe I'm doing that wrong, and yeah, I recognize that, I don't like that part of my life.
So that's absolutely true, but the thing is that usually you see it in another character.
Yeah.
But when you see it in yourself, you can very easily get paranoid, you know?
But you left those bits in. You left those bits in. So you made a conscious choice to look not, you know, not pick the parts just where you looked good. That's difficult.
Yes, that was after many mental and emotional journeys that I had to go through to, like, decide, okay, I'll keep this. I'm okay.
Yeah, so we're going to have to wrap it up. But I'm just going to ask, we went on talking, it was a fascinating conversation, but I just wanted to ask you how it feels to have been selected for this program. You're actually from Egypt, so as I said before the interview, you're kind of, I don't know, I see you as sort of a host of sorts. So how did it feel to kind of be selected?
It actually feels good, because like I did my film back in 2015, and when it was finished, I started doing it actually in 2012, and it was finished by 2016 actually. And for me, since then I started shifting a bit my career from being an assistant director to a producer, like a professional AD to a producer now. And that's why I'm telling you I'm changing the equation a bit now. Even further, I want to try and challenge myself in new things. So for me, this kind of, at this time of my life, we're in 2019, and feeling this, I feel like, I did, like, it's a good reminder that I'm still on the right track, you know? Yeah. I'm not losing it, so.
It's important to have those reminders. Well, it was a pleasure talking with you, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. I'm glad. I met you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.